tell me a little bit about your teaching involving international students at North Texas?
Oh, it was so much fun. I was a lot older than the other teachers in the school, most of whom were graduate students. I was older. And the Arab students especially honor age. So they were so good to me. My students were just so good to me that it was just a joy. I really loved my work and felt very gratified when the students were progressed and were able to be admitted to the university. I just felt so gratified that I've been able to help with that process. They were hard workers, these students were. And you see, they're getting no credit. They're just trying to improve their skills so they're motivated to do well. And I really, really enjoyed working in the Institute. At one time, I stopped teaching the English and wrote the curriculum for what they called acculturation class, where the students came like once or twice a week just to learn, to get oriented to the library, to learn about applying for graduate school, just to kind of learn the rules of living on a campus. And that was a lot of fun. That was like group counseling. It was called acculturation. It had a big title, I don't recall, but it was an acculturation class where they visited. I remember one of the things they did was to audit classes, to get permission from a professor to audit a class just to see what it was like to be in an American classroom. And I think it was a really, really worthwhile program. I enjoyed doing that.
What was the name of the program?
It was called I can't remember the first word, but it was acculturation class, where you learn how things work in the university. I took them to the library. They had learned about the admissions process. They learned about what difference between private school and public school, and just it was just whatever they needed to know to adjust to living in on an American university campus.
And you were involved with this when?
Well, let's see. I had taught. Must have been around 1990. I had taught there for a while before I was asked. This was a new program that I was asked to design and develop. In the 90s, I think, 1990. I retired in 1997, and I had that program well underway before I retired. Gosh, I've forgotten so much. You're just conjuring up a lot of memories.
And this was a part of the University of North Texas,
correct? It was a part of the Intensive English Language Institute, which was a part of North Texas. It was a self-supporting school because it was non-credit. The students didn't get any credit for their classes, and so the state couldn't supplement their tuition at all. So they had to pay for our books, the teacher's salaries, everything from their tuition. Got to be really expensive.
Did you primarily teach English to international students, or were you also maybe equally involved in the acculturation classes?
I taught communication skills before I developed the acculturation class. So that was a separate class that students did above and beyond. They studied 4 hours a day, either all morning or all afternoon, 5 days a week, and then they would come to this acculturation class on their off morning or their off afternoon, once or twice a week. So it was a rigorous program. We worked hard. The students put in a lot of time, and for non-credit. So they were motivated to get on with it, you know, and get out of there, because It was expensive. It was very rewarding. I'm very happy that I had those years. I learned a lot from my students, and I still hear from some of them, you know, like at Christmas, on my birthday. I get a call from an Iranian woman every year on my birthday. So it's very, very sweet memories.
What would you say was the most rewarding experience out of your involvement with that organization?
Well, that's really, it's really, really hard. I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is that one student that I mentioned to you who stayed here, and he was in my first class that I taught, was one of the first students to enroll at UNT. And he, as I told you, got his PhD and is a psychotherapist now, and is just a huge success. He has a beautiful 5-bedroom home in McKinney, and I'm very proud of him.